Welcome to the Break of Dawn. Thanks for joining me today. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you and we just thank you so much for who you are and that you're our Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally, who guides our every step, who watches over us. Lord, I pray for just a hedge of protection around anyone who's listening. I pray that you post angels around them. If there is healing that is needed, I pray for and decree and declare healing for anyone that needs it. I pray for relationships that they would be restored. And Lord, I just thank you for your Son, who you gave so freely to us and that he sacrificed his life for us. And I lift this all up to you in your holy and precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, so we're gonna read Proverbs 5, 1 through 23. And here we go. My child, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, so that you may hold on to prudence, and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a loose woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps follow the path to Sheol. She does not keep straight to the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. And now, my child, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, or you will give your honor to others, and your ears to the merciless, and strangers will take their fill of your wealth, and your labors will go to the house of an alien. And at the end of your life you will groan, when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, "Oh, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, or incline my ear to my instructors. Now I am at the point of utter ruin in the public assembly." Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Should your springs be scattered abroad, streams of water in the streets? Let them be for yourself alone and not for sharing with strangers. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. May her breast satisfy you at all times. May you be intoxicated always by her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, by another woman and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For human ways are under the eyes of the Lord, and he examines all their paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare them, and they are caught in the toils of their sin. They die for lack of discipline, and because of their great folly, they are lost. And that is the end of the scripture. In the title, or just heading, I should say, it says warning against sexual sin, and I can speak to that because, you know, I lived the secular life until I'm going to say my 30s, and you know, I was very lost, and I realized what was missing in my life was God. Even though I was raised in a house, you know, we went to church, but when we moved down to South Florida, we stopped going. So I was 11. But I knew that Jesus was my Savior. I just didn't have that personal relationship. So, you know, I did my thing. You know, I did what everybody else was doing. And I realized when I moved back to South Florida, I had lived in New York, I was so lost. And my self-esteem was just really in terrible place, and I knew that God was missing in my life, and so I spent time really getting to know him and asking him, what I needed to do to change. And he showed me. He said, I want you to save yourself for your husband. And so I did. And, you know, I waited for my husband for 13 years. And, you know, there was one point that I know it was the devil, because he sent this guy who, you know, handsome guy, and, you know, that's such a trap, you know, because it's so different for women, because women give their hearts very easily and men don't. Men, it's just a sexual urge, it's a sexual need. And, you know, and I'm not saying that there aren't good men out there. There are. And God brought me an amazing good man that I'm so blessed to call my husband. So, you know, I would encourage you to pray on that and really know that, you know, God, I mean, you're a gift to that, to your husband, whomever that man is, you know, and God wants you to save that. And so, and I know it's not easy in this world that we live in, but we live in a broken world. So why would we follow the path of the broken world and not follow the path of God? And so I just share that with you, and, you know, no judging, because, you know, I get it. I understand. I've walked that journey, but then I walked the other side of the journey, and the other side of the journey with God is so much better. So take what you will from the scripture and what I've shared, and may you have an amazing and blessed day, and thank you for joining the Break of Dawn.